Sheila Riley is a financial analyst for Cook Inlet Region Incorporated. She is also a breast cancer survivor, one who had been diagnosed with breast cancer in her 40s. Riley says when she heard about the recommendations made by the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, she decided to speak out.
What's unsettling to me is what I've read about it, which is regarding the mammograms. The reason that they're recommending it in your 50s is they say that one life in 1,900 women is saved in your 40s versus one life in 1,300 women in your 50s. And to say that the difference there of 600 women is what makes it a small risk or a moderate risk is pretty disturbing for any woman in her 40s, and particularly for me because I was diagnosed in my early 40s. I don't know what would have happened if they hadn't caught it and I had to wait till I was 50.
She says it's a shame that women may take the new guidelines to heart and decide to wait until later to get mammograms.
There isn't a better test. And the last 10 years, the last 20 years, there's been so much education about self-breast exams and go get your mammogram. And, you know, I'm a poster child for early detection. And it just seems all that education now is just being tossed out because of some statistics.
Riley says she had no history of breast cancer in her family.
And so it was a complete surprise. I had gone in for a mammogram and they found suspicious calcifications, and I had to go and have a follow-up a week later, and the lab reading from the radiologist was probably benign, which of course isn't very settling. Probably and benign are two words you don't really want together. You'd want absolutely benign, but I had to go back 6 months later, and 6 months later, it had changed to ductal carcinoma in situ.
She says the study indicates about 50% of that type of cancer could turn invasive.
There isn't real hard data on it, and so part of the concern, I guess, with these statistics from the guidelines perspective or the U.S. Preventative Services who came out with them was that maybe women with DCIS don't need to be treated. But I got to tell you, Ellen, I wouldn't want to be one of those people to wait and see what mine turned into. I wouldn't want to be that statistic.
She underwent surgery to remove the cancer. Riley says she did not have to undergo chemotherapy, and she credits her quick treatment with early detection. Riley says it's disturbing the study focuses on only women in their 40s and 50s.
This new study has sort of, you know, minimized or reduced the guidelines for women in their 40s. It has said nothing for women over 74 because there's no data for it. And, you know, I guess women when they're in their 70s, they're getting closer, dare I say, to the end of life. But that's a little insulting to have your government say, I don't have any guidelines for you because I don't have any data and you're 74, so just write them off.
She says it's up to the individual to decide on whether or not to continue with previous mammogram guidelines or to follow the new recommendations. Meanwhile, as the health care debate continues in Congress, some lawmakers are calling for another look at how the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force came to recommend the changes in breast cancer screenings in the first place. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski has joined 21 other senators of both parties in asking for the Senate Committee on Health, Education, and Labor and Pensions to look into the matter. I'm Ellen Lockyer.